This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة تركهم على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه. عباد الله، يقول الله عز وجل في كتابه الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Allah says in the Quran, O you who believe, fear Allah as He deserves to be feared and do not die except in a state of Islam. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَّفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. Allah says, O mankind, fear your Lord who created you from a single soul and produced from that soul its mate and made from their combination many men and women. So fear your Lord whom you ask each other by and by the ties of kinship. Verily Allah is ever watchful over you. And Allah Azza wa Jal says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct. He will correct for you your deeds and forgive you your sins. وَمَنْ يُطْعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, then they are the ones who are victorious. As for what follows, all praise is due to Allah, the creator of love, Al-Wadud, who designed it in our hearts and made it a gift pursued to be exchanged between two, protected, nurtured, and grown, until that love reunites them in the shade of His throne. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Medina, and Medina became the city of light. But Medina also became, with the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the city of love. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once when he was speaking about this paradise that we pray for, and this paradise that we give charity for, and this paradise that we fast Ramadan after Ramadan for, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that you won't enter it. لا تدخل الجنة حتى تؤمنوا, until you believe. And then he said, وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَابُوا, that you will not believe until you love one another. Until you love that person who's in front of you, until you love that person who's behind you, until you love each other. And so I wanted to devote this short time in this khutbah today to speak about things that we can do, practical things that we can do to increase the love that we have for one another, that we may enter into the paradise of our Lord. For how do the hearts in love unite? As a pair of arms through left and right, as two flames form one sight, as two flames form one light, and both eyes share one sight. And is it fair to assume it true that two form one, yet one not two? Allah of old and light of new, mystery to the masses, wisdom to the few. The first is that when you look at someone, that you look at them through the best of their attributes. If when you look at me, all you see are the worst things about me, that it becomes very easy for you to dislike me. And if I were to do the same for you, then it would be very easy for me to hate you. But if you look at me and you see the best in me, if I look at you and I see the best that you have, then it becomes very easy for love to grow between those two individuals. And take the same with regards to communities, and take the same with regards to groups of people. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was brought a companion who was intoxicated. Again and again and again, he kept being brought to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in that state. And so a companion cursed him. He cursed that companion due to how much he would fall back on that sin. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, لا تعينوا الشيطان على أخيكم. He said, don't assist shaitan against your brother. Don't you know that he loves Allah and His Messenger? And so this person is being brought to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in an intoxicated frame. And yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is able to see through that frame and see that it carries a heart that is filled with love for Allah azza wa jalla and His Messenger. Can you not see the positive in your neighbor? Can you not see the positive in your brother? Can you not see the positive in the person who spent their life maybe serving this community? Can you not see the positive in your spouse? That you always have this attribute in yourself, that you see people through the best of their frames. That is the first. Number two, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would communicate love. He wouldn't allow for love to simply be a buried emotion, never allowing it to bubble up to the surface. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Medina and he taught them that if one of them loves their brother, that they should inform them. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would inform the companions that he loved them. He says, Ya Mu'adh, inni uhibbuk. And Mu'adh was a young man from the Ansar, and he says to him, Oh Mu'adh, I love you. So don't forget to say after every salah, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Don't forget to say, Oh Mu'adh, at the end of every prayer, Oh Allah, assist me in remembering you and thanking you and worshipping you. But that statement, before he instructed him, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prefaced that instruction with a declaration of love. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to a community that was extremely harsh. Allah azza wa jalla says, وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِالْأُنْثَى ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ يَتَوَارَى مِنَ الْقَوْمِ مِنْ سُوءِ مَا بُشِّرَ بِهِ أَنْ يُمْسِكُهُ عَلَى هُونٍ أَمْ يَدُسُّهُ فِي التُّرَابِ أَلَا سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ. This was a community that used to practice female infanticide. When one of them would be given the news of a girl, Allah Azza wa Jalla says that their faces would darken. They would hide from the people due to the bad news that they'd received. And then they would have to make the decision, do they raise this girl in humiliation or should they bury her in the sand? What an evil decision they make. And in that society, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or to a community that had grown up in that ignorance, with those values, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would come carrying not his daughter, but the daughter of his daughter, Umama bint Zainab. And he would come and lead the prayer carrying her. And when he would go into sujood, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would place her on the ground, but when he would get up for the next rak'ah, he would not disconnect that love. He would carry her again, showing the love that he had for his daughter and the daughter of his daughter, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He taught the companions to make this love not something that was buried. Some of us, we don't communicate love. We don't tell our families that we love them. We don't tell the people that we love them. And so, the homework from this khutbah is very easy, is that you communicate it, following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you're not from a society or a cultural background that is harsher than the ones that the companions came to or came from, yet they transformed themselves and we can transform ourselves as well. And if speaking it is still too difficult for you, then send a text message, write a note. But make this sunnah something that you practice. Number three, the continuation of the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, لا تدخل الجنة حتى تؤمنوا ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحبوا. You will not enter paradise until you love one another. You will not enter paradise until you believe, and you will not believe until you love one another. But then he gives his own prescription, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, أفلا أدلكم على شيء إذا فعلتموه تحاببتم. Shall I not tell you about something that if you do it, you will love one another? He said, أفشوا السلام بينكم. Spread the salam amongst you. Spread the salam amongst you. When you're leaving the masjid and you go put on your shoes and you're walking out, take that second, take those half minute to shake hands with someone and to say to them, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And recognize that when you are making that supplication, when you are making that prayer, that you are asking Allah Azza wa Jal, the Lord of the worlds, to envelop this individual with peace from Him and mercy from Him and blessings from Him. And you are requesting all of that, you are invoking all of that upon that person that you are saying Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah to. And so you can't make that supplication with a face that is scowling. It doesn't work. The salam is very powerful. The first time that I went to Chicago, I was walking with a friend, and it was summertime Chicago, and summertime Chicago is as beautiful as any place. My friend was from Chicago, and we were walking and walking and walking and walking for hours, it seemed. And then my friend finally says to me, "Do you know where you are right now?" I said, "No." He said, "This is south side of Chicago." And I said, "Allahu Akbar, south side of Chicago, I've heard about this place my whole life. It's notorious, it's very dangerous." And so, a person is walking towards us. And I'm immediately aware of my surroundings now. And this person is walking towards us with purpose. And when he reaches me, he says, "Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah." I said, "Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah." And we keep on walking. My friend is non-Muslim. And then we walk a little bit further down, and then from across the street, someone enters the door of a store, or he's exiting from the store, and he says, "Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh." And I've never ever in my life, up until that point, nor since that point, I've never had someone scream salam from across the street. This man came running across, mashallah, a very big man. And he came and he said, "Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, I'm so happy, I just got here to this area of Chicago, I just moved here and I'm so happy to see a Muslim." And he's talking to me for 5 minutes. And my friend looks at me and says, "Man, you know more people here than I do." And I said to him, "No, that's not the case, we're just Muslim, this is the way that we are." And I wish that what I had said was the truth. This is the way that we are. It's the way that we're supposed to be. Another time, I'm traveling with my mother, and I love taking her to beautiful masajid. There are so many masajid in this country that are just so well designed. They've thought of everything, mashallah, tabarakallah, when they were designing this masjid. A place for the children, a place for the women, a place for everyone to feel comfortable. And so we walked in and she was amazed at the beauty of this masjid. And she was saying, this is the way masajid should be. And so we separated to pray dhuhr. She went into the women's section and I went to the men's and we prayed. And when I met her outside after the salah, she looked like a balloon that was deflated. I said to her, "What happened?" She said, "Oh, let's go." I said, "Why?" She said, "Nothing. It was just, you know, there were some women who were sitting there and I was very excited. I walked up to them and I said, 'Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.' They didn't respond to me. And then when I was walking outside, there was a hall, there was other women sitting outside in the hall, and I walked up to them excited. She's new. She wants to meet people. I said, 'Assalamu alaikum,' to them. They didn't respond to me. So let's go." And I realized that was the power, that is the power of a salam. That is the power of this greeting. It can make the most notorious streets in the country feel like home. And it can make the most beautiful houses of God feel foreign and unwelcome. Spread the salam. Afshu salama baynakum. Spread the salam between you. Number four, smile. Just the smile. You know, when I say smile, sometimes, especially the men, they're like, "This is something that, it's not really for us, it's something that you do for the children, maybe for the women, but the men, we don't really..." I ask you, has the ummah ever had, has it ever produced a man, a tough guy, who was tougher than Khalid ibn al-Walid radiallahu anhu? Yet Khalid, when telling the story of his Islam, so this is years later, telling the story of his Islam, he had entered into Medina, and his brother had already accepted Islam. And so his brother meets him and he says, "Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has heard of your arrival, he's overjoyed and he's waiting for you." So now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is waiting, so he goes. And Khalid radiallahu anhu, he says, "So when he saw me, تَبَسَّمَ فِي وَجْهِ, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled at my presence." But Khalid is still far away, he's got to walk up to him. He says, "فَوَاللَّهِ لَمْ يَزَلْ مُبْتَسِمًا حَتَّى وَقَفْتُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ." He said, "By Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued to smile until I stood in front of him." The entire time Khalid radiallahu anhu is walking and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is beaming at him. that continues to walk, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is smiling at him. He remembers that. He remembers that moment, radiallahu anhu wa ardah. And so when you smile in the face of a person, and that smile denotes making them feel welcome, and that smile denotes warmth and hospitality and love, then you can see how that smile, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Tabassumuka fi wajhi akhik sadaqa." That the smile that you cast in the face of your brother is a charity that you give. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to allow us to hear the speech and follow the best of it. أَقُولُ مَا سَمِعْتُ مُسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi sallim tasliman kathira. So we're discussing ways to increase love between one another. And the first is to look at people through the best of their attributes. And the second is to communicate love. And the third is to spread the salam amongst each other. And the fourth is to smile. What is the fifth? The fifth is to seek out opportunities to bring happiness towards each other. The Prophet ﷺ was asked by the companions many times, what is the most beloved action to Allah Azza wa Jal? And the Prophet ﷺ would answer different times with different answers. But in one of those, the Prophet ﷺ, he simply said, سُرُورٌ تُدْخِلْهُ عَلَى مُسْلِمٍ. He was asked about أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ, what is the most beloved action to Allah? And the Prophet ﷺ said, happiness that you bring to a Muslim. And then he continued to mention different things that all fall under that category, under that category, that you remove from them a burden, that you repel from them hunger, that you relieve from them a debt. But this concept of I am worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal by bringing happiness to my Muslim brother or sister, this was something that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions painted masterpieces for us to admire. They were artists when it came to this. And I want to share a few examples with you. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he says, عَلَّمَنِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ التَّشَهُدِ. Brothers, please make space and move up. Make space for your brothers and fill all of the gaps. I still see a lot of gaps. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he says, عَلَّمَنِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ التَّشَهُدِ. He taught me the tashahud, what to say in the prayer. But before Abdullah ibn Mas'ud informs us what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud wants to direct our attention to something that is important. And it was important for him. And that is how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught him the tashahud. He says, "Allamani Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at-tashahud kaffi bayna kaffayhi." My palm was between his two palms. And so now what's the image that you get? That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was holding Abdullah ibn Mas'ud's hand with both of his hands. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he's teaching him how to say the tashahud. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's lips are transmitting knowledge, but his hands are transmitting love. Also including Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. This is something that the companions then learned. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is one night with his two trusted companions, Abu Bakr and Umar. And it's a late night, and they had been discussing issues together. And as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is now retiring back to his home, the Sahaba, his two companions, are walking back with him. And he's going to the house of Aisha, and as you know, the house of Aisha opens up into the masjid, and so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam walks into the masjid so that he can get to Aisha's house. Ahlul Suffa, the people who were sleeping in the masjid and staying in the masjid, they had already gotten up to pray Qiyamul Layl. And so one of the people who was praying was Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, and he was praying behind a pillar, and he was reciting from Surah An-Nisa. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was standing at a distance listening to the recitation of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, and he was amazed at the recitation. He was enjoying the recitation of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, and he looked at his two companions and he said, whoever of you wants to hear the Qur'an as if it was freshly revealed, then let him listen to the recitation of Ibn Umad. That's the nickname of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. And then Abdullah ibn Mas'ud finishes his recitation and he begins making dua, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying at a distance, قُلْ يُسْمَعْ قُلْ يُسْمَعْ قُلْ يُسْمَعْ. Say it will be heard, say it will be heard, say it will be heard, as if he's saying Ameen. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam retires into his room. Umar radiallahu anhu wakes up the next day on a mission. He goes straight, the first person that he's looking to meet that day is Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. And when he meets Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he tells him, we were with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam last night, and we heard your recitation, and it was a beautiful recitation, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this about your recitation, and then you began to make dua, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this about your supplication. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he says, Jazakallah khair. Thank you very much. I've heard all of this already. Umar radiallahu anhu says, you heard it already from who? He said, Abu Bakr. And Umar radiallahu anhu says, there's no use. There's no use. I've never been able to beat Abu Bakr to any good. My question for you is, what was the good that Umar radiallahu anhu was racing to beat Abu Bakr at? What was the good? What was that hasana, that good deed, that act of worship that Umar radiallahu anhu was so interested in fulfilling? That was bringing happiness to a Muslim. And so don't belittle it. It could be something as simple as someone is posting their graduation picture on Facebook and you write a comment saying, congratulations, I'm proud of you. A word of encouragement. How many words of encouragement have you heard in your lifetime? That person who said it, they've forgotten about it. They're not counting it in their reward on the Day of Judgment. It's not something they're planning for to meet Allah Azza wa Jal with. But it is something that you yourself never forgot. Why don't you be someone who plants those seeds all the time? It could be a gesture. It could be a form of assistance that you offer someone. There are so many opportunities to bring happiness to one another. But we need to be a people, inshallah ta'ala, and I hope that we are a people who we see in each other that we are treasures for each other. If we recognize how much Allah Azza wa Jal loves for us to bring happiness to each other, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal that He makes us of those who love each other for His sake. And I ask Allah Azza wa Jal that He makes us of those who stand under His shade on the day when there is no shade except for the shade of His throne. It will be reserved for two people who love each other for the sake of Allah. They gathered upon that and they dispersed upon that. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-jannah wa ma qarraba laha min qawlin wa amal. ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها زكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أبقيتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا اللهم على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا واجعل الجنة هي دارنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم رحماك بأهلنا المستضعفين المنكوبين في كل مكان اللهم رحماك بأهلنا في الشام اللهم زلزل عروش الطواغيت الظالمين واعمل مخرجا قريبا لعبادك الموحدين واشف صدور قوم مؤمنين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وقوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمنا رحمكم الله.